Tonight, President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden are scheduled to speak. Both are expected to rally behind Hillary Clinton, who was officially nominated last night. Leo Hornack is usually in our offices at the BBC in London, but we've sent him to both conventions to get his take on the American political process. Leo, these conventions, as I'm sure you've now seen, are big spectacles. Part of the furniture of these spectacles are the buttons, the signs, T-shirts. What have you been seeing?
Well, part of the fun as well, Marco. I mean, I think that is one of the things that has really surprised me, is just how much of a conversation in each convention is going on in terms of what people are wearing, the slogans they're waving. When Michelle Obama was speaking, it was just this forest of people waving placards with the word Michelle on it, which makes the photo at the end incredibly impressive, because you have her smiling there and tens of thousands of people holding up her name. And now, obviously, that is being very carefully thought through by the convention headquarters. And it is noticeable when you're here just how carefully organized everything is. I mean, what it reminds me of, in a way, in Britain during the Tony Blair era, the Labour Party, which was ruling, became incredibly organised. And this actually produced a big backlash because everything was micromanaged. What I'm seeing here, I don't know if it does produce a backlash in the American context, but you do, I think, if I was a Bernie Sanders supporter, a little part of me might be kind of rolling my eyes when I see, the Michelle placards coming out on like a conveyor belt through the Democrat machine.
Right. So there are these official posters that are distributed by the DNC. Then there are the unofficial signs. What about those?
When it's unofficial, I think the gloves come off a bit more as well, because it hasn't been kind of focus group tested. So, you know, I've seen a poster or a T-shirt rather with Bernie Sanders' Assault on Wall Street, with him as a kind of gun-toting action hero charging through New York and laying it waste. Probably not what the Hillary Clinton campaign would have chosen. Another one was a bag with "Girls Just Want to Have Fundamental Rights," which I've got that here as a tote bag. I quite like that one.
So that's what you've been seeing in Philadelphia. How does that compare with what you saw last week in Cleveland?
Much, much more negative when I was at the Republicans. I mean, Hillary for prison. I've got a pin here that we got "Girls Just Want to Have Guns," which was the Republican version of the "Girls Just Want to Have Fundamental Rights" here this week. Yeah, and lots of stuff about guns, lots of stuff about building a wall. I mean, it is noticeable that one difference, it is more negative, but they are focused on policies, the Republican T-shirts. I'm pretty confident, I'm pretty clear, the Republicans want to build a wall, and they want to end immigration. I'm pretty clear about that.
You are?
I got it pretty loud and clear, I will say that.
Just compare for us how this emphasis on slogans with buttons and signs and posters, how does it differ from what happens in the UK?
I was just looking through some photos of past British major political conventions. Not a single placard is being waved. Everyone is seated just like, almost like a classical concert, looking at the stage. There may be some posters waved at some point, but you're certainly not getting the people dressed from head to toe in the Union Jack flag. You're certainly not getting, you know, people dressed as elephants or donkeys to symbolize their love of their party. Doesn't really happen.
You know, I wanted to share something with you. I've kind of noticed a rebranding of Hillary Clinton at this convention. I turned my thoughts back to the 1996 convention. There was this button circulating with Hillary Clinton's face, but Dennis Rodman's fluorescent hair, and it said Hillary Rodman Clinton, bad as she wants to be. She was something of a rebel wife, a woman with big ideas about healthcare. Do you see any signs of that persona at this convention?
Well, I hope that someone has come up with something as good as that and is proudly wearing it right now here in Philadelphia, but I haven't seen it. I mean, I've seen a few slogans that are pretty memorable. Like, one I liked was, "Behind every great woman is herself." That kind of captures the exciting and positive message of the Clinton campaign, I think, this week. Just the emphasis on the fact that this could be the first female president.
The world's Leo Hornack at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Good to speak with you, as always, Leo.
Thanks very much, Marco.